Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi won a vote on the budget today, but due to the fact that 321 deputies abstained from the vote, he failed to gain an overall majority. The opposition immediately demanded that Berlusconi step down, a call which has been echoed by his main coalition partner, the Northern League. Many feel Berlusconi has lost the confidence of the country to deal with its growing debt crisis, and there is speculation that Berlusconi premiership may be coming to an end. Professor of International Relations at the American University of Rome, James Walston, told me there is a chance for major reform in Italy in a post-Berlusconi era.
This is almost certainly the end of Berlusconi's era. All of his allies have decided to leave him just about, and there are a few diehards who will stay with him, but he has come to the end of his line.
We've been talking about this happening for actually over a year now. He has been the great survivor in Italian politics. Why has it come to a head now?
It's not so much why has it come to a head now. It's how did he manage to survive for this long? He has had ranks of opposition, not just the political opposition, which is natural enough, and not just the trade unions, which is natural enough for a centre-right government. But for increasingly over the last year, he has had vast parts of civil society, including the Employers' Federation, including to a large extent the church within Italy, have gone against him. The European institutions since the summer have become very worried about the Italian risk, which could bring down the whole of the euro system. So there has been strong pressure from the ECB and from Merkel and Sarkozy. And over the last month or so, there's been increasing pressure from within Berlusconi's own party because they realize he's a liability now where he used to be a great advantage.
What should happen after this? I mean, Italy, as you say, is threatening the entire eurozone with its debt problems. Can a new leader bring the necessary change to Italy?
The new leader, whoever he is, will have some sort of bounce in the markets. There'll be a honeymoon period. Depending on who it is, that could last a day or so, or it might last some weeks. And what happens after that will depend on what the new prime minister actually manages to do. The major problem over the last 3 months has been Italian inaction. Italy needs a growth package, and Italy needs to cut public spending. There are a million ways of doing both of those things, but the new government will have to work out ways which are socially acceptable and won't cause major public unrest. And they also have to do it in such a way that these two competing and opposing economic aims actually are carried out. And that won't be easy.
You mentioned socially acceptable. We look over at what's been happening in Greece, where the people have strongly opposed any austerity measures, where the government there has also been struggling. The prime minister had to resign. Do you think that the Italian people, I mean, first of all, would things be as bad as they are in Greece? And do you think the Italian people are aware that there might be some pain involved?
I think everyone is aware that there will be pain. For many people, there's already been pain. And what will happen when Berlusconi goes is that for many of those people, there'll be some sort of hope that things will change. As for major social unrest, I suspect that's unlikely. There will certainly be. There'll be demonstrations. There will be strikes. There will be action, as we saw last month here in Rome. And sometimes it will be possibly as bad as what we had last month. But on the whole, I don't think we're in for the major social unrest that Italy saw in 68, 69, or in 1977, because there's a lot of, first of all, there is the ideology which generated that sort of political violence is no longer there. And secondly, there are buffers in terms of private savings, which will make the hardships easier to bear. And there's a very big grey economy, which also will make life a little bit less difficult. It won't make it easy, but it will make it less difficult.
They sometimes say, you know, there's a crisis, there's also an opportunity. People have been talking about structural changes to the Italian economy for years. They've been talking about the low levels of youth employment in Italy, that many young people in Italy, I mean, Italy exports more graduates than it imports. Do you think that a new government might be able to have the take this opportunity to make the structural changes that are necessary in Italy?
Again, that depends on what sort of person leads it with what sort of program. If it's somebody like Mario Monti, who is being talked about as a possibility, and he has cross-party support, then he might just be able to do it. If it's a stopgap prime minister just to pass the immediate measures needed to deal with the euro crisis, then it's unlikely that we'll have major structural reforms. A pity, but that's the case. But in either case, Italy is going into some sort of phase of major change. Italy goes through generational changes, which are sometimes violent and always create great turmoil, more or less every 20 years. The last one was at the end of the Cold War and the Clean Hands trials. Before that, there was 68. Before that, there were the World Wars. But it does reinvent itself. And I suspect we're in a phase like that. We're beginning that sort of phase now.